Shopping for Browns fans this holiday season, shop the biggest selection of apparel and merchandise at the Cleveland Browns Team Shop. Visit the Team Shop at First Energy Stadium, open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week, or shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. And we talked earlier about the comments Jason Campbell made following the game, the loss to New England, and the impact that it had, the effect that it had on the Cleveland Browns team. And you know, we kind of came to the consensus that he had his finger on the pulse of the team, and that it's kind of human nature for that to happen. But I think we're going to go a little deeper with Jason Campbell inside the locker room.
That's right. Jameer Howardson had a chance to sit down with him today, and he's been doing a great job on these inside the locker room pieces. So he sits down with Jason Campbell. Take it away, Jameer.
Thanks, Vic. Jason, as you look back at the work week, what are your overall thoughts on how you guys prepare for the New York Jets?
I thought we had a great week of practice. I thought the guys was very into it, energetic. Like I said, you know, we're going against a complex defense offensively. So, it's important for us to make sure that we're on all our assignments. And I thought the defense brought a lot of energy in practice. It's been a good week for us.
Unfortunately, injuries are a part of the game, and it looks like tight end Jordan Cameron will be out for this weekend. Talk about the young players such as Marquise Gray stepping up.
Yeah. Like I said, this is an opportunity for them. You know, everyone knows that's Jordan's position. You know, he's earned it, and he's had an outstanding year. And, unfortunately, he's not with us this Sunday. But like I said, it gives other guys the opportunity to make plays and, you know, get themselves on tape and, show what they can do. So, you know, hopefully, you know, we get Jordan back soon. And like I said, in the meantime, you know, these guys get a chance to go out there and play.
You talked about this Jets defense being complex. When you drill down and look at the film, what jumped out to you?
Like, their front seven gets a lot of pressure. They do a good job, those guys. They're number one in running, stopping defense in the league. Like I said, you know, Cromartie's a great player, you know, corner. You know, you respect them. Like I said, Ed Reed's a veteran. You know, he's the guy back there, the catalyst. So, you know, it's a group that plays well in Red's system. And, they try to do a lot of things, confuse the quarterbacks and, try to get pressure, you know, through your O-line by trying to run different stunts and things. So, you know, it's definitely a game that we had to prepare a lot for.
And, Jason, with all that being said, around this time of the year, as you head into the home stretch of the season, what do you work on?
Just what can I do better from last week's game? Like I said, some things happened in the game.
Oh,
you know, two or three throws I missed. Protect the football better. I thought I'd been doing a pretty good job of that. And, you know, two games kind of got me. But at the same time, I just try to learn from that. Like, what can I do better next game, moving forward? And finish the year out strong. You know, that's my main goal, is finish the year out strong and do everything in my will to be at my best.
Jason, thank you for your time and good luck Sunday.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Back to you, Vic.
Jameer, thank you very much, and we thank Jason Campbell. And I just like the positive nature that he has. That, I mean, your quarterback's kind of got to be that way, but it's pretty sincere, and I think it's very sincere, and I think it's the right tone for what is in front of this team.
It is the right tone, and Jason Campbell's going to be the guy who's going to have to pass, I think, the Browns to victory if they're going to win. This is going to be on him. Josh Gordon, Greg Little needs to step up. Gary Barnage, Marquise Gray need to step up at tight end, because when you look at this Jets defense, number three in rush yards per game, 86.1, number one in rush yards per attempt at 3.2, but they are 26th against the pass at 255.4 yards per game. That's where you need to take advantage of this team, throwing the football, some busted coverages. We talked yesterday with Randy Lang from NewYorkJets.com. Antonio Cromartie is struggling. Yep. D. Milliner looks lost out there and has been benched multiple times this season, despite being the top pick of the New York Jets. So they need to take advantage. The problem is, who's going to step up alongside Josh Gordon? And thus far this season, there has not been anybody outside of Jordan Cameron here or there given throughout the course of the year.
And the options potentially getting thinner with word that Devon Best now not participating again for personal reasons, listed as questionable. All right, we're going to talk with a former Brown. He is Al Bubba Baker. He is known now mostly for a restaurant called Bubba's Q, world famous barbecue and catering. It's in Avon, Ohio. And we're going to talk with him because, interesting experience, this guy was on the show Shark Tank and was able to land a pretty good chunk of money for an investment, little cash for an investment of a family concept that he has, a clothing line that we'll get into. And his daughter, Brittany Bo Baker, is also part of this as well. So we're going to be some interesting discussion with Bubba coming up next. Vic Carucci and Nate Dogg Zagura with you on a Football Friday. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.